I mean, I also left August. I'd be living in Budapest. I don't know, I'd be living alone. The house down in the college dorm. When I left the United States a week later, I still did not know what my situation would be. When I started my internship orientation in Hungary, I still did not know what my living situation would be. Would I be lonely? Would I be annoyed? Would it be a place that was unwelcoming or not my pace? Would it be loving? Would I have my own bathroom? So many questions running through my head and so much uncertainty that I had to learn to put my trust in. Fast forward to the beginning of September 2019, almost exactly a year ago, move-in day. At this point, I finally learned that I would be living with a host family, a family of six to be exact. Coming from a background of being an only child raised by my mother alone, a family of six was intimidating to say the least. I did not expect to fit into their busy lives, their schedules, or their large family at all. On move-in day, my host parents were out of town on a business trip in Germany. I was greeted by my oldest host sister, who had just turned 19 and graduated high school earlier in the year, but would eventually become one of my closest friends. It was awkward, and I was awkward. She showed me around my area of the house. Luckily, I had my own bathroom, and we prepared for a party that was happening that evening, planned much further in advance than I even know anything there. That first evening, I was surrounded by new friends, card games, and conversations held both in English and Hungarian. It was the start of a story that I had no idea which direction it would take me. In the next couple of days, I met the remainder of my host family. Noemi and Gerge, the parents of the household, would soon become great mentors and friends to me over the coming months. Bori, the second oldest daughter, was a junior in high school and a phenomenal singer. The house was whenever she was home. The two youngest boys were new and fresh and often incorrect in the funniest ways possible. We would soon be sharing many laughs, confusing questions, and conversations held purely by funny faces. By the end of the month, they were taking me on hiking trips because they knew I loved the outdoors. Next slide. On Thanksgiving, we had a family pizza making night because it was one of my favorite foods. Next slide. The entire month of December, I was invited to all of the family gatherings, dinners, opera nights, church musicals, and free community concerts, all while being greeted by the entire extended family with hugs and kisses. And Pastor Kristen, you can just flip through the photos as however you would like at this point. My 24th birthday was in February and a rather stormy day in Budapest. It made me anxious for what it holds, but I tried to keep an open mind regardless. I woke up to get ready for work as normal. It was a Tuesday, and I was scheduled to work in the office at My coworkers there had become close friends of mine over the past few months. I was excited to see them on my birthday. I planned on inviting them to lunch and already had plans to possibly go do something after the work day was done. Shortly after I started getting ready for the day, I got a text saying not to come into the office because of weather. At that point in time, I had sort of figured that no one knew or remembered it was my birthday. but having a day off never hurt anyone. I went upstairs to my kitchen area and my mom was having breakfast. Other siblings had already left for school and my host had already left for work. Over breakfast, I mentioned that I had the whole day off to do whatever, even though there was a storm. I asked if there was anything I had really wanted to do in the city, and I mentioned that I wanted to climb to the top of Keller Hill. Keller Hill is a popular place in Budapest where their Statue of Liberty is and overlooks the whole city. We made a plan to go later that afternoon after the storm had passed. When we finally left home to go to Gellert, we ran into a few transportation issues, not uncommon, but finally made it, and the trip alone was great to get to talk to Janka more. Afterwards, we got coffee and walked around a bit before heading back home for dinner. I was not prepared for what was waiting for me at home. My host family had put together a special New Mexican-themed dinner, complete with homemade salsa, guacamole, champagne, and a heart-shaped chocolate cake made from their great-great-grandmother's recipe. The day altogether was unexpected, but full of love and laughter. And to mention, the next day I went to the office and my coworkers had also surprised me with a birthday cake and special songs. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, Paul talks about how the Macedonians voluntarily gave according to their means and even beyond their means. He specifically mentions how this was not expected. The generosity he was shown came as a surprise, but one that was so important to him that it had to be shared. I can relate to how Paul felt in this instance, for through my entire time in Hungary, I was shown generosity far beyond what I had ever expected. Throughout my time in Hungary, I worked with phenomenal Roma women at Pirina Mensa. I worked with high school English teachers that were gracious and understanding. I met people who were kind and welcoming and helpful, and I was lucky enough to be loved by my host family. All of these people and more showed me generosity I could have never expected in their actions, their words, and most of all, their love. Yagam allowed me and 60 other young adults to experience all these things and so much more. And I look forward to hearing the stories of generosity experienced through this program in the future. Thank you.